close, folks. You got college football just begging to get talked about. We're going to talk about the draft that will happen tomorrow night, Keegan Murray, and where he'll go. I think it's even up more up in the air now where he's going to go. I know the two places that I would be fine with him going. I guess that's my hope. We'll talk about that a little bit later as well. You are listening to Steen on Sports. I am bringing you sports your way, hopefully, every day, right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for Real Sports fans. You can check us out on Twitter at 1700 The Champ and at Steen on Sports. Facebook's at 1700 The Champ and the website's at 1700thechamp.com. Minnesota Twins, Guardians, tied. The games are off a little bit, so the percentages are off, but the actual difference, they're in a dead tie for first in the division, which is awesome. So pretty excited about that. A little high there. Sorry about that. That is 6 o'clock pregame, and then they'll jump right in. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Twins, Rockies. Next Monday, Tuesday, it's back, and they're at the Guardians. So that's actually Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. So somebody's going to have a lead, or everybody's going to be tied up going through their first kind of go-around against each other. So that is very exciting. This segment will be brought to you by... No, we did that one already. Let's do DMOS. DMOS is helping you get better back to living through orthopedic care. Des Moines Orthopedic Surgeons. You can call at 515-224-1414. If you want to make an appointment, you don't have to. They take walk-ins. You can go to DMOS.com and you can see the wait time. They have a location in Ankeny. It's on North Ankeny Boulevard. It's right across the way of one of the North Ankeny Medical Mall that I manage up there. And very nice to have DMOS up in the Ankeny area. You can see wait times. Ankeny closes at 4. West Des Moines stays open later. Ankeny opens earlier. So you have places that you can go to take care of any kind of urgent care you need for foot, ankle, hand, upper extremity, hip, knee, shoulder, spine, trauma, sport med, urgent injury that you just don't know and you can't move, and go see them. These are the people that you want to see. These are the doctors that you want to see. Great, great place. What they do for some of the local high schools, some of the local junior colleges, all of that. It's amazing what everything they do. They're only going to get better. They're only going to get bigger. And it is a great place. Once again, Des Moines Orthopedic Surgeons. Okay. Oklahoma into the College World Series final. Waiting to see if they're going to be joined by Arkansas or Mississippi. Ole Miss. I don't know. As of today, at least for another year, I'm gonna root for Oklahoma here. So let's see what happens. Avalanche Lightning tonight. It's a huge game for the Lightning. They need to keep it going. They can't go back to Colorado down 3-1. It's over if they go back 3-1. So you have that going on. It's had some sad news today as well. Ravens linebacker Jalen Ferguson, he's 26 years old, passed away today. Nothing else out there yet on any of that. Ex-NFL defensive tackle, ex-Fox Sports guy, just TV guy himself, the Goose. Tony Siragusa passed away today at age of 55. And that is so, so sad. And condolences out to both families. And there was a third person. It was a Purdue basketball player. I don't know if it was past, present, and I'll have to find that one. And once again, it's too soon for a lot of these folks. There's just a ton of stuff going on today. Let me get through a few of these before I hit some others. Some of the big news over the weekend, if you're a golf fan, I'm a huge golf fan. You know, you have the LIV and versus PGA. That's going to work itself out. It's funny because the PGA said, yeah, we don't have anything to worry about with LIV. All the stuff they're talking about doesn't matter. And all of a sudden they find, you know, an extra $16 billion to kind of rove around and make things. It's money, folks. Don't ever think that it's not money. It's money. And how money is pushed around. And if you want to know who has control of the PGA, it's the top 100 players have control of the PGA. Because the Corn Ferry guys and the people that are not in the top 100, it's not all rose petals thrown at your feet for those guys. They're fighting like cats and dogs. And that's some of these guys that are on these committees are trying to make the Corn Ferry Tour and some of these other tours better, to get better people, to get more people involved, to do all these things. LIV's not trying to do any of that. It gave a reason for a bunch of guys that don't like to have to play 26 times a year to still make money and still be able to go to the majors. They're at a point in their careers that they don't have to do all the playing. Their sponsors don't care if they're out there every weekend. It's enough that they're just out there on social media. Justin Thomas had to withdraw from the Travelers this week because of a bad back. So two stories. I'm going to give you the newest story first. I think I've talked about the other one before. But Nick Faldo this weekend said that he is going to retire. He's not going to be doing this for very much longer, a couple months. May do some stuff on occasion, but it's just too much travel. He has a wine business. I mean, he's an entrepreneur outside of golf. And he has other things he wants to do. I was hoping that this person would get picked because I think he's really good. Trevor Immelman is really good. And I think that's the direction that they're going to go. And here's the weird part. If you just said this 3 years ago and the way Phil Mickelson had been playing and stuff and Nick Faldo would have stopped, Phil Mickelson walking into that booth would have been the best thing. And now he couldn't. I don't even know if he can even step foot in the booth anymore. So that is too bad. But Trevor Immelman is really, really good. And I think that'll be fantastic. The other one I was going to say about golf, because this popped up. It pops up on my social media timeline all the time. Tiger Woods. Now, really take this into consideration here. From 2005 to 2009, so 2005, 6, 7, 8, 9, 5 years. Okay, so just take that 5 years. That's 20 majors. You throw in the end of year things, so there's 30 majors and however many more tournaments he played. He didn't play a bunch of tournaments. He finished in the top five 63% of the time. I don't even know if you could take somebody on the tour right now and say they've made cuts 63% of the time. He was in the top five, and it's not like there wasn't good golfers. They were all over. That streak that Tiger had is unmatched. It is just, I read it again today, and it just drives me crazy. Shohei Ohtani. Yes, the Angels aren't playing very well. And yes, he's still trying to figure out if he can pitch and hit and do all that. Last night. He went 3-for-6, 2 home runs, 8 RBIs. That was his game. And they still lost. It is not his fault and is not Mike Trout's fault. These two are putting up, as partners, are putting up numbers that have not been seen for some time. I did not know you could do this, and I wish I would have, because, man, I should go out right now and Steen on Sports, because there may be another Steen somewhere, and they want to do this. Ohio State University trademarked the, and it's actually the Ohio State, but it's the Ohio State because that's how it's said. I thought that was funny today. I'm trying to think of a cool word that I just want to trademark, and that's, I'm just going to walk around with it wrapped around my neck, like it or and. You know, I'm going to trademark it. Yeah, no, it's stupid. Sorry. One of the biggest problems that the NBA has is is their pay scale, you know, revenue, expenses, how many games, travel, how do I get my stars to play every game? You know, they have all these things going on. Sorry. One of the biggest problems that the NBA has is someone like John Wall, who in the last 3 years has made $127 million and has appeared. And the minutes aren't very much, but he's only appeared in 40 games. That's 40 out of 248. And he made $127 million because he was someone's kicker in a trade. And then part of the trade was they had to re-up him at that amount. Right now, the Houston Rockets are paying that. They don't want to pay it anymore. They still have three. I think they still have at least 2 or 3 years left. So they're trying to figure out a way to buy him out. I don't think he wants to be bought out. So very interesting little sidebar there on some of the things that are vastly wrong with the NBA salary structure. Tomorrow night is the draft. We'll spend some time in the next hour talking about that. You also are going to have, you're going to have trades because you have some teams that have some players that I think they want to no longer have on their squad, and they're seeing if they can take a couple of players in a lower draft pick and get somebody out there. So, you know, your Brogdons, there's a lot of different, there's a lot of different things out there that could happen, but they're definitely, I think there's going to be more trades than normal. You have just all these things that are happening right now. Here's two of the most fun ones for me. I like both players. If all I had to do was watch them, I didn't have to listen to all the rest of the minutiae. I just want to watch them play basketball. Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant are made for each other. They are both thin-skinned, worry about what everybody else is thinking and maybe not their own. Kyrie Irving is thinking that he's being disrespected by the Brooklyn Nets. This is a young man. Now, I understand that we live in a country that you had the right to choose, no matter if it was a state regulation, a city regulation, county regulation, any of those above, but he chose to not be vaccinated, knowing that he could not play basketball in New Jersey and not be vaccinated. He wants a new contract, and they're not the New Jersey Brooklyn Nets. I'm sorry, the Brooklyn Nets. Oh man, smack me. The Brooklyn Nets aren't willing to do that. And one of the reasons they're not willing to do that is you want us to buy in completely to you to get you what you want, a max contract, but you didn't buy into us to be vaccinated so you could play. And I don't even know if he was vaccinated or if he wasn't. He would not say if he was or was not. That is selfish. To a certain extent, and I also understand it. It is his own right. But you don't get to then play that against your team saying, well, I don't want to play here anymore because you don't want to give me the max. I'm the Brooklyn Nets. I want the max out of you. That meant I needed you in home games to get home court, and you weren't there. That's a really difficult spot. Kevin Durant. Another one, all he needs to do is just kick back and just be cool Kevin Durant. But man, he is so thin-skinned. I mean, who knows how many burners he has, how many different things, just so he can keep track of what people are saying about him. And I was saying, if you disrespect Kyrie, then I don't want to be here either, and you need to move me. And I'm going back, and I'm thinking during the season that Kevin Durant was disrespecting Kyrie because Kyrie wasn't playing there. And they have one of the biggest disrespected, who knows what you're getting of Ben Simmons there too. What the Brooklyn Nets went from being everybody's darlings to maybe one of the worst run franchises in the NBA with unbelievable people in the general manager's office. Sean Marks is amazing. You hire a coach with no coaching acumen at all. I think Steve Nash was a great player. Didn't mean he was going to be a good coach. You put him in an unattainable situation with Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving, two of the most thin-skinned, ears wide open, dominating people that you could have, and you bring in someone like Steve Nash. That was not a very fair move. So you're going to have teams that are going to be dangling pieces, and it's funny because they're dangling pieces on... I'm sitting here telling you that I think Keegan Murray is going to be a great NBA player. Man, I've said that a bunch of times before, and I was wrong. I like the way he plays. I like the way he sees the court. I like the way he sees the floor and his ability to play multiple positions and do multiple things. And I think he's going to get better and better because I think he's going to work harder and harder. I think he's even... He may be a better prospect than Tyrese Halliburton. Tyrese Halliburton has a much higher ceiling just because of his amazing skill set that he has passing the basketball. We're going to jump in and go through some of these kids that are out there and see what I think. I will tell you what I think. And you can see if you're buying in, not buying in. It's tough. You got a lot of kids that haven't played very much. You're listening to Scene on Sports, bringing sports your way every day. We'll be back right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 Champ AM.
Here's a look at traffic on 101.3 and 1700 at 1700thechamp.com. Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody. Once again, happy Wednesday. It's the end of the week for me. I have a golf outing tomorrow. Talons of Ankeny. Used to be Talons of Tuscany. Mr. Abba's private little golf course there. It's gorgeous. Fun to play. Couldn't pass that up. Renovons on Riverview. Excited to get to go that tomorrow night. Introduce the band. Have some fun. Then just have some fun at Riverview. Bring back memories. Was a huge Riverview kid. So looking forward to doing that as well. You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day. Right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for Real Sports Fans. Twitter at Steen on Sports at 1700 The Champ. Facebook at 1700 The Champ as well. Website 1700thechamp.com. Podcasts are up there. You can listen to them. I upload them in Audio Boom. I listen to them in Spotify. You can listen to them on all of those different avenues there. Let's do this segment. Will be brought to you by Palmer Group, founded in 1998 by Austin Palmer, whose goal was to change the dynamic by serving both clients and candidates, both of them. The company purpose is making lives better. They became employee owned in 2016. That even gave that a bigger weight to it because it gives the employees even more ways to be engaged. When they did well, the company did well, they did well again. They currently have over 500 jobs that are open in accounting, finance, admin, customer service, construction, engineering, manufacturing, information technology, mortgage and banking, getting candidates and companies on the same page to make things happen is what they do, and they do it well. Once again, thank you to Palmer Group. Okay, let's take a gander here. I can tell you a lot about some of these young men. And I think that you're going to have different teams being in some of these spots tomorrow night. I just think that is something that's going to happen. And I don't think, I think you have teams that are in, they're in cap, They're in cap hurt. You know, there's just a lot of things that are going on that are going to affect the way this draft is going to unfold. And I do believe that this has always been kind of a set draft with a couple of the kids. I'm trying to click on here. I apologize. And I do not think. Now, I said this during the regular season about Jabari Smith, and I wasn't as you're not as impressed with Jabari Smith until you realize he's 6'10". He is a athletic kid, and I think he's going to be okay. He played at Auburn. They were a good team. I don't know. He's got to get a better. I think defensively he's going to be fine. I think handling the ball, he's going to be fine. I think towards the rim, he'll be okay. He's going to find people that are bigger, faster, stronger than him until he gets to that point. He's a safe pick. Offensive upside, not in my top five. Defensive upside definitely is. And the combination, I think, puts him in that number one pick. I think it fits Orlando. I think it fits for what Orlando wants and needs. And we'll see what happens. Chet Holmgren, I think I've made myself perfectly clear. They're gonna get him bigger. He's a 7-footer that with a wingspan of like 8'2", he can dribble, he can go between his legs, around his back, he can shoot from three, he can shoot from inside. Is he going to get beat up? Is he going to get pushed around? Yes, but he's still far more athletic than most bigs. I imagine in my head Jokic or Doncic being as athletic as Chet Holmgren is. Now, I don't know if he shoots as well as either one of them, and I don't know if he passes as well. I don't know what he's going to be, but he is, I think he'll have a huge upside. Paolo Banchero, I'm a huge fan of. I think that there was so much talent at Duke that you didn't get to see all of him. I think at 6'10", he could run point. Does he pass the ball as well as Magic Johnson? No. Does he handle as well as Magic Johnson? No. Is he as athletic as Magic Johnson? Twice. His defensive ability? Twice. I mean, this is a 6'10 kid here. I don't get it. And here's where the draft, I think, changes tomorrow night. Because with the number 4 pick, the Sacramento Kings, they have on here Jaden Ivey. It's a point guard. They've got a couple of points. Jaden Ivey is no different than Davion Mitchell that they took from Baylor last year, or De'Aaron Fox, who's still there. I think the Sacramento Kings want somebody to trade up that need a shooting guard / point guard. Jaden Ivey is a very good player for Purdue. Gave Iowa fits at times, very athletic. I think he's a really good player. If the Sacramento Kings still had Tyrese Halliburton, you know, I think this is a no-brainer for the Sacramento Kings. They take Keegan Murray and fit him right in. They have Sabonis now, so they think that they have their he is more of a power, you know, small forward / power forward, where Tyrese Halliburton was more of a small forward / point guard. And thank goodness for Tyrese Halliburton, because Sacramento, he wanted to fit in. He wanted to get that vibe. I don't think that vibe was coming his way. So I don't know what the Kings are going to do. I think the Kings are going to trade out of this and get a player, you know, a Magnum Brogdon or some player that in that mode. And because they can't duplicate any of the rest of them. And then you're picking too far up. And I don't know if that's the way to do that. At the 5th pick, the Detroit Pistons, Keegan Murray is perfect for that team. You've got some stars on that team. You combine him with Cade Cunningham, and you have two of the most productive college players in the last 2 years. You have two very good offensive skilled players, two hard-nosed defensive players that can guard multiple positions, that starts to turn the corner for these Detroit Pistons. I think the Indiana Pacers, they have them taking Benedict Mathurin. I'm looking at CBS right now. For some reason, ESPN wasn't letting me in, and I'm a member. I don't know what's going on. I'm torn a little bit. You have Dyson Daniels and you have Benedict. My hope was that Indiana would not, excuse me, that Detroit would think of something else, trade out, and maybe you can get Keegan Murray to Indianapolis. He fits right into Sabonis' role there. He plays with Tyrese Halliburton. You have two tall, multi-position guys that pass the ball first, can score, are both Tyrese Halliburton improved his three-point shooting percentage leaps and bounds. I think Keegan Murray is going to be good from that too. I think he could be a lifelong 39 to 42% three-point shooter. And some people say this to me. They're like, okay, well, that's not very good. You kind of want a 50% shooter. Okay, you be a 50% shooter from two, and I'll have him be a 39% shooter from three, and I'm going to outscore you every game. I mean, it's just analytics, folks. Come on. And after you get by Dyson Daniels, for me, I think this draft is the most, oh my God, what are we going to do draft we've had, because that gets you to pick number seven. And then I think it's a crapshoot, because I think from eight, I mean, I've watched all these kids play, you know, Agabaji from Kansas right now, they have him 14 going to Cleveland. I'm telling you right now, if Cleveland gets him at number 14, that just adds to another one of those really good college basketball players at great schools that play well. Man, would he fit in that Cleveland Cavalier situation? And you just look through some of these guys. They're names that you kind of remember. Johnny Davis going to the Chicago Bulls. I think that would help the Chicago Bulls. It gives them backup if Lonzo Ball and the headband wearing bald guy from the Lakers that came over as a point guard who got hurt last year because he got knocked down in a very vicious foul. His name's going to come to me in a second. You play him at small forward, and man, Chicago is an up and coming team as well. You just have a bunch of kids on here that you just don't know how good they're going to be. Somebody from picks 16 through the first round are going to have a surprise rookie of the year candidate or rookie of the year. You're going to have six or seven cats from round two. Here's one. He played at Duke, Trevor Kills. I think he could be a really, really good player. He's the first pick in the second round. Caleb Houston from Michigan. I think he could be a really good player. How's he going to fit in? Not quite sure yet. Who else do I got here? Christian Braun. 6'7 shooting guard from Kansas. Has a shot. Johnny Juzang from UCLA came back. If he'd have went out last year, I think he'd have been a higher pick. I think he's 6'7", talented, can score. I think he helps somebody. There's just guys. Ron Harper Jr. I think can help somebody. You have some teams that have a lot of picks. The Indiana Pacers have the last pick. In this last pick, they have him taking Kofi Cockburn. He's a 7-foot guy. He's a project. He's athletic. He's big. He's strong. 7 foot, 300 pounds, runs up and down the floor. How good would that be for a backup? I mean, there's you are going to be shocked at what happens. And you're going to be shocked in the NBA of what happens anyway, because you have so many different things that could happen. Are the Lakers going to trade Russell Westbrook? Are the Nets, we talked about Kyrie Irving already. We talked about Kevin Durant. Who gets their extensions? Ja Morant is locked. Darius Garland, I think, is a lock. Zion Williamson, I think, is a lock. RJ Barrett from the Knicks, I don't know. Tyler Hero from Miami, I don't know. Jordan Poole, lock. Anfernee Simmons, I don't know. DeAndre Ayton, I want to see. Listen, I'm telling you, and I heard somebody poo-poo this today. DeAndre Ayton running the floor, rebounding, blocking shots for the Golden State Warriors. Are you kidding me? See, the Golden State Warriors want to run it back. I want them to get bigger, faster, stronger. If they could pull something like that off, Miles Bridges, Jalen Brunson, what are they going to get? What's Joel Embiid going to do? What's the Suns going to do? So I'll even throw this one out. Rudy Gobert giving the Golden State Warriors 20 minutes a game. Because he's not going to be in Utah. They're keeping Mitchell. They're not going to keep him. They can't have them both because they don't get along. They don't pass the ball. The Phoenix Suns need to figure out, is Devin Booker a one? I mean, Chris Paul's 38 years old. He's the same age as LeBron, but he's not 6'8 and 275 pounds. He's injury prone. He long seasons. There's so many different things that are out there. Here's the biggest one for me. And I apologize to nobody for this, because I've always been a big Ben Simmons fan. I have no idea what's going on in behind the scenes or what people are in his head. I've watched that kid dominate games and not score. Now, free throw shooting is mental. The only person that I never said free throw shooting was mental and he wasn't any good was Shaq. And all you have to do is one time, if you ever get to meet him, and I didn't get to meet him, but I was at a place that he had his hand, it was in the bar, and they cut his hand into the bar, and so you can put your hand in there. It was a bar in, I don't know if it was when we were in Arizona, Dallas, or if it was in Colorado. Now I know why Shaq couldn't shoot free throws. His hand is both of my hands. It's huge. That's not an easy thing to do. You need to be able to spin the ball off your fingertips, and his hands are too big. I would have done Rick Barry, man. I'd have done him underhanded, and he wouldn't even be a thought process on being in the top 10 of all time if he'd have shot better free throws. I think there's a whole lot of things that are up in the air. You got some teams that need one piece, and they could be great. The Dallas Mavericks, the Denver Nuggets, the Atlanta Hawks, they're one piece away. Could change the whole landscape of the NBA. You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. One segment left. Grab bag. Be right back.
Project Shine is revealed. Radiating light and hope through volunteer
and the Ad Council.
Brewed in Des Moines. You're listening to Steen on Sports. 1700 The Champ. Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody. Last segment on this Wednesday. Hope everybody had a great day. Drive safely home. Got a couple of spots that are kind of iffy. It's busy. It's hump day. People wanting to get home. You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM. Real sports talk for real sports fans. Check us out on Twitter at Steen on Sports, at 1700 The Champ, at Facebook at 1700 The Champ, and the website 1700thechamp.com. I want to thank David Eicholt for jumping on today, talking some quick Hawkeye stuff with me. We'll start doing that way more often. Once we start getting ramped up for football season, we'll talk a little bit more in depth too on Iowa's basketball. You know, to way too early to look, because it's kind of fun. I like doing that, and as well he does. I want to thank all my sponsors, Demos, Heritage Building Maintenance, Northwest Bank, Palmer Group, Iowa Cubs, Woodman Controls. Couldn't do the show without them. Wouldn't want to do the show without them. So I appreciate everything that they do. Had some, just some different things. Jorge Masvidal, which is, he's a bad man in MMA. He issued a challenge to Conor McGregor. He said he wants to fight him before he does something to himself and can't fight anymore because he wants to break Conor's face. He said, I don't want to do it just for money, for somebody else's money. I want him to put up a couple of mil. I'll put up a couple of mil, and then we'll fight for each other's money. They don't like each other. It has not been answered yet from Conor McGregor. One of the biggest reasons Daniel Snyder was in a little trouble today, it was mentioned by a few, that he conducted a shadow investigation of allegations that he had fostered a toxic work culture within the Commanders organization and worked with the NFL to bury the findings from an internal investigation, according to the House Committee. Pretty sure that you don't let the person who the people are accusing of doing bad things be the one that does the shadow investigation on if he did bad things. There are times when the most powerful league in the world cannot get out of its way and act stupid and look stupid. They need to fix that. I thought one of the funniest things today, and it just shows that it takes a lot to become a House of Representative, a rep, and it takes a lot to be a senator, and it takes a lot to be a vice president and a president, and all the things you have to go through, and all the privacy you give up, and all those things. You had backlogs on all the stuff that's going on, and the reason that you have this committee meeting is because you want to try to get to the truth. So you have all this back channel stuff that you already have in front of you. And it could have been anybody. I have no idea who Rashida Tlaib is, but he asked Roger Goodell if he would please just remove Daniel Snyder, as a team owner. And you're a sitting congresswoman. I don't care if it's a congresswoman, congressman, a senator, the president, the vice president, anybody else. Don't say stupid stuff without doing your homework. Somebody should have done homework for you. He can't. He works for the owners. He's the commissioner of the National Football League, which is run by the owners. That's a stupid question. Come on. This is kind of a grab bag here for the last 6 minutes. Scottie Scheffler was asked today on whether there's a monetary figure that would get him to leave the PGA Tour. This was Scottie Scheffler. That's why I like Scottie Scheffler. I don't think so. I never dreamed about playing for this much money as it is. I don't know how much I've made this year, but it's definitely too much for hitting a little white ball around. Totally agree with that. I think that the Jay Monahan, who is the head of the PGA, he's had a bad 6 months, but he's had a good last couple of days. Now, if he would have been out in front of this 6 months ago, he probably wouldn't have. If he'd have taken some people seriously to say, listen, not enough money is getting down to the younger tours, and you're not doing enough to secure as much money for showing up to the top 30 or the top 50. And the PGA players are saying, listen, even though it's a great story, nobody's turning on the TV to see Tim Smith win a PGA Tour event. They're there because they want to watch the people they want to watch. And they just can't get out of their own way by trying to make it into something that it doesn't need to be. If they would have thought up, hey, for 3 months out of the year, for two tournaments, 3 months, six tournaments, we're going to take the top 50. We're going to throw crazy money out there and let them play. And we'll bring up some Corn Ferry and bring up some others and the rest of the PGA, and we'll have a no-cut event. And they could have done everything. They could have done anything they wanted to do, except for the fact that they wanted to fight, and so they're going to lose. It's 8 of 50 now. I think it'll be 15, 16, 17 of 50. If they get to 25 of 50, it's a huge loss for Jay Monahan. I don't want to hear anybody in this state saying anything about Kirk Ferentz and not understanding what his football program needs. He's done more things and more stuff for our for the University of Iowa football. Just stop with it. It's a no win. It's not going to get you anywhere. It's not going to make anybody think anything. It's just stop it. I saw this today. Right before I came on. It's from game day. It's NFC title favorites and AFC title favorites. And I'm looking at the top eight for the NFC. And man, I can blow holes in every one of these teams. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers, they're old. Tom Brady doesn't have the same receivers. He doesn't have Gronk, at least for the beginning of the season. I think they're going to have some growing pains. The Green Bay Packers, are you really? Aaron Rodgers has won two playoff games in a long, long time. I love Alan Lazard. Is Alan Lazard a number one wide receiver in the National Football League? The LA Rams are number three. As much as I could see the LA Rams winning the Super Bowl again, I could see the LA Rams, because of all the things, the money, everything, the cap structure, being a 500 football team. Somebody gets hurt. Aaron Donald gets hurt. Matthew Stafford gets hurt. They have San Francisco 49ers, number four team in the NFC. They don't even have a quarterback yet. They have the Dallas Cowboys, number five. Who's their coach? Really? I pray every night for my buddy, one of my best friends, Travis Simpson, to get them a quarterback and get them a coach. And even just get him a coach. Get Dak Prescott a coach. Give him a coach for, you know, give him Sean McVay. Give him somebody like that for one season and see what he can do. The Arizona Cardinals. I don't like their front office. I don't like their head coach. I love Kyler Murray. I don't think they do enough to protect him. I don't think they do enough to work him that he should. He should be in the pocket and then have a roving pocket and then throw. He's got a cannon. They don't use him right. They have the Philadelphia Eagles, number seven. I think that's a good story. I think they have a lot of talent. If Jalen Hurts is a top 15 quarterback in the NFL, Philadelphia Eagles could win the Super Bowl. The New Orleans Saints, Drew Brees coming back? You're going to win a Super Bowl with Jameis Winston? I don't think so. Then you have the Vikings, the Washington Commanders, the Bears, the Giants. No, 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 no. And then you go to the AFC, and man, this is killer. Here's the Bills, I get it. The Chiefs, I still get it. You can't have the Chiefs, the Broncos, and the Chargers 2, 3, and 4. There's no way. They're going to have too many. If you have them all up there, they're going to have too many losses in between the two of them. And they have the Raiders at 10. That's a tough division with great quarterbacks. They have the Cleveland Browns at 5. If Deshaun Watson played this year, I don't think the Cleveland Browns, with everything that's going on and all the pressure they're going to have in visiting stadiums, no way. They have the Ravens at 6. I would love to see the Ravens at 6. It's Lamar Jackson and a coaching staff that does it. I love the coaching staff. I love the organization. A.J. Brown was available for nothing. Lamar Jackson and A.J. Brown? Oh, yeah, that's something. Cincinnati Bengals? No way. They're 7. Are they going to protect Joe Burrow for a whole year again? I don't know. The Colts, I get. If they can keep Matt Ryan happy. Scotty, my partner here, Miami Dolphins at 9. If Tua completes 60% of his passes and their passes that aren't really handoffs, I think they have a shot. Then you have the Titans, the Raiders, the Patriots, the Steelers. There's so many questions. Wow. Are we going to have some fun? We're going to have some fun with college football. We're gonna have some fun with high school football. It is gonna be a good later summer, early fall. You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way. I will see you on Monday. Everybody have a great rest of the weekend. Talk to you then.
Here's a look at traffic on 101.3 and 1700.